وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب for all your wonderful and beautiful du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your du'as and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the khidmat of deen from you always. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. Continuing with the ahadith on the virtues of sitting in the masjid waiting for the salah, Dawood ibn Abi Salih narrates that Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked me, O my nephew, do you know why this verse was revealed? Isbiru wa sabiru, be patient and remain firm in confronting the enemy. I replied, I do not know. He said, I heard Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala saying, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no battle wherein a person had to remain firm in confronting the enemy. Rather, it was waiting for the next salah after having offered the present salah. Uqbah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who is sitting and waiting for the salah is like a person already offering salah. He is recorded from amongst those offering salah from the time he leaves his house till he returns to it. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not inform you of that with which Allah expiates sins and with which He increases rewards? So they replied, certainly, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, performing a complete wudu or complete purity despite difficult circumstances, taking many footsteps to the masjid and waiting for the next salah after having offered the present salah. When a person leaves his house after having purified himself, goes to the masjid, offers salah with the Muslims or with the imam, and then waits for the next salah, the angels pray for him saying, O Allah, forgive him. O Allah, have mercy on him. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the following verse was revealed with regard to waiting for the salah that is known as the Isha Salah. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji', their sides remain away from their beds. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delayed the Isha Salah till half the night had passed. After performing the Salah, he turned around and said, the people have already offered the Salah and slept away, but you were in the Salah from the very time that you were waiting for it. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person waiting for the next salah after having offered the present salah is like a person on horseback galloping with his horse in the path of Allah. He, referring to the person waiting for the next salah, is leaning on his hip in the masjid while he is getting reward of jihad against the enemy. Subhanallah. The reward for he who remains sitting in his place after offering the Fajr Salah and engages in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till sunrise. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever offers the Fajr Salah in congregation and then remains sitting while engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till sunrise, and then offers two rakats of salah, shall receive the reward of one hajj and one umrah. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a complete hajj and umrah. Again he emphasized, a complete hajj and umrah, a complete hajj and umrah. Sahal ibn Mu'az narrates from his father radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever remains sitting in his place after completing the Fajr Salah till he offers two rakats Salat al-Duha, not saying anything but good, then his sins will be forgiven, even if they are more than the foam of the sea. Abu Ya'la rahmatullah alayhi narrates from Amra, who said, I heard Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha saying, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever offers the Fajr Salah, or he said, the morning prayer, and remains seated in his place without talking about any of his worldly matters, and engages in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till he offers four rakats of Salat al-Duha, shall come out of his sins like the day his mother gave birth to him, with no sins whatsoever on him. Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever offers the morning salah and then engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till sunrise, and then offers two rakats of salah or four rakats, the hellfire will not touch his skin. When narrating this hadith, Al-Hasan radiallahu ta'ala anhu held his skin and he pulled it. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever offers the Fajr Salah in congregation and remains seated and engaged in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu till sunrise, and then stands up and offers two rakats of Salah, shall return with the reward of one Hajj and one Umrah. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent an army towards Najd. This army amassed a lot of booty and returned to Medina Munawwara very quickly. A person from among us who did not go with them said, we have not seen a quicker return nor a better acquisition of booty than from this army. On hearing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not inform you of a people who acquire better booty than this army and return quicker than them? They are those who attend the Fajr Salah and then remain sitting in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till sunrise. They return quicker and acquire greater booty. Subhanallah. Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala narrates, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to offer the Fajr Salah, he would remain seated cross-legged in his place till the sun rises considerably. At-Tabarani rahmatullah alayhi also narrates above, but with the following words, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to offer the Fajr Salah, he would remain seated in the remembrance of Allah till sunrise. The reward for he who offers the Asr Salah and then remains seated in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu till sunset. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I prefer sitting with people who are engaged in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu from the Fajr Salah till sunrise to freeing four people from the progeny of Ismail. I prefer sitting with people who are engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Asr Salah till sunset to freeing four people. The reward for certain forms of zikr after the Fajr, Asr and Maghrib Salat. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever says the following 10 times after the Fajr Salah, before he can speak anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records 10 good deeds in his favor, wipes out 10 sins from him, raises his rank by 10. He is protected from every evil for the rest of his day. He is safeguarded from shaitan, and no sin except ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be able to afflict him on that day. And the dhikr is as follows, the fourth kalima. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partner. He is the kingdom. To him is all praise. He gives life and causes death. And he has power over everything. Imam Nasai rahmatullah alayhi also narrates the above and adds the words biyadihi al-khayr, in his control is all good, to the dhikr. He also adds the following to the reward for each time he says this, he shall receive the reward of freeing one slave. Imam An-Nasai rahmatullah alayhi narrates the above from Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and adds the following, whoever says these words after the Asr Salah shall receive a similar reward for the night. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever says the following 100 times after the Fajr Salah, before he gets up from his place, then on that day he will be the person who performed the best deed from the people of earth, except for he who says the same thing as him or more than what he said. And the dhikr is as follows. Same first kalima. La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumitu biyadihi al-khayr. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partner. His is the kingdom. To him is all praise. He gives life and causes death. In his control is all good, and he has power over everything. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever says the following after the Fajr Salah 10 times will be given 7 things. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will record 10 good deeds in his favor. Number 2, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will wipe out 10 sins from him. Number 3, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will raise him by 10 ranks. Number 4, he will get the reward equivalent to freeing 10 slaves. Number 5, he will be protected from shaitan. Number 6, they will safeguard him from harm, the recitation of these. No sin except ascribing partners with Allah will be able to afflict him on that day. And whoever says them after the Maghrib Salah will be given the same reward for the night. And it's the same fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamd biyadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever says the following dhikr 10 times after the Fajr Salah while still seated and before speaking, Allah will record in his favor 10 good deeds for each time that he reads it, wipes out 10 sins from him, raises his rank by 10, and these verses will be, this recitation, the zikr will be a guard for him on that day from every harm and protect him from shaitan. For each time that he reads it, he will get the reward of freeing a slave from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam, the price of each slave being 12,000 dirhams. And no sin apart from ascribing partners with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will be able to afflict him on that day. Whoever says the same zikr after Maghrib Salah shall receive the very same reward. And it's the same recitation of the first kalima. Muslim ibn al-Harith narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, when you have offered Fajr Salah, Then before speaking, say the following seven times. If you pass away on that day, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will record security for you from the hellfire. When you have offered the Maghrib Salah, then before speaking, say the following seven times. If you pass away on that night, Allah will record security for you from the hellfire. And the dhikr is as follows. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. O Allah, save me from the hellfire. So we must be take cognizance of this and recite it after every Fajr Salah and after every Maghrib Salah seven times. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Alhamdulillah, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to us, has given us these short prescriptions so that we can acquire a great amount of benefit. And that's why the rewards of these small acts are mentioned that can elevate us in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an honor. And we send salutations to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his blessings on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.